And we'd like to welcome Texas A&M to our interview session. Our student athletes at the far end is Joseph Jones, a double-double in the game here with 14 points and 11 rebounds. Dominic Kirk with 16 points in today's game, and A.C. Law, who had 20 points. We'll ask Coach Gillespie to open the session with a statement.
It's a great win for us. Anytime you get a chance to advance in the tournament, you're awfully fortunate, and we definitely feel that way today. We're just happy to get a win. Penn's a very, very, very good team, and I thought we did a great job defensively, especially at the start. Didn't finish enough plays and didn't make enough free throws, and gave them an opportunity to get ahead of us. But I was really the way that our team responded once we got behind. They really played well at that from that point on. So it's a great opportunity, and we're very grateful to be moving on.
And now we'll take questions for our student athletes.
A question for AC. What were they doing defensively when they made their run, and how concerned were you when they went ahead?
To tell you the truth, we missed a few. We just talked about it after the game. It was a stretch where we missed like four layups inside 3 or 4 feet. And they did a great job of converting those plays, and we did a bad job of finishing them. And then once we fell behind, we just knew we had to bring it together and just start finish plays and dig down and get stops. The big fella got a run going. Dominique made some big shots. And we was able to pull back and get back into the game and eventually get ahead and get a victory.
AC, do you think after they got the lead, and do you think you should have been credited with 2 assists on those shots you missed that Joe slammed back?
I just tried to be aggressive. And they did a good job of rotating, but at the same time, by them rotating, that opened up Joe to get the offensive rebounds, and he did a good job and just making plays for us and get a run going, because we really didn't have anything going at that point. And he did a good job of getting everybody energy but them 2 monster dunks.
Joseph, on those back-to-back dunks, you found a way to get an open run right at the basket. Just how did that unfold in your view?
Like AC said, at the moment of time, our team was kind of flat, and I just feel like them two dunks will put a spark up on us and get us going on a run and for us to pick it up, and I guess it did.
Over here.
Dominique, can you talk about your start to the game? And I think you scored 8 of the first 10 points. What it was like to get off to that start?
Well, Coach always, he always get on us about being aggressive to the basket. And AC and Joe, they did a good job of kicking the ball out and everything. And I just made some good shots, and that was all it was about.
Are you in the middle?
Hey, can you guys talk about the performance of Pompey? I mean, defensively during that second half, it seemed like, once you guys went down a little bit, there was a switch, and he really stepped up.
Marlon was huge for us. He gave us a big spark defensively. Number two, I really don't know how to pronounce the name, and I don't want to say it wrong, but he was doing a good job of controlling the game. And we made a switch and put Marlon on him, and he did a good job of controlling them and slowing them down a little bit. And that helped us in that run when Joe got those dunks. It was a complete team effort, but Marlon stepped up huge for us defensively and made some big plays for us.
Ed Peek with the AP. Dominic, talk about that three that you hit. That really, even though Joseph's dunks were big, that was a big three that seemed like a crusher for them. But just kind of talk about that, if you would, and letting them back in it.
Yes, sir. AC did a good job of penetrating, and Joe had the ball, and then he just, kicked it out. He sent me wide open. Coach always told me, shoot the ball, don't ever think about it. So I just let it rock.
Other questions for our student athletes?
It seemed like midway through the second half, especially once Penn took the lead, you guys really turned up the pressure on defense. Could you just talk about that?
We didn't want to lose. We've worked too hard this season to put ourselves in this situation, And we didn't want to let that go this early in the tournament. And Penn did a great job of battling back when they got down and get back in the ball game. But at the same time, we knew in our minds that we had to make plays and we had to get back in it. And it all starts with defense. The guys just start playing defense and making plays, and we was able to get back into the ball game and get the lead back.
Hey, AC, just real quickly, how well are you guys playing right now?
We could play better. I think, we have to finish plays, and we have to do a better job of converting free throws. But like Coach said, I think we did a good job defensively. But what it comes down to is just finishing plays and converting free throws, because that always comes back to hurt you at the end when you don't take advantage of those easy opportunities. But I think that once we get to a point where we're finishing plays and making free throws and still digging down and playing defense like we normally do, I think that we should be fine.
Joe, on those two plays you got dunks on, you know, as AC was driving and the defense was rotating over, what could you see from your point on the floor? Could you see even before he released the shot that you're going to have a wide open possibility for a putback?
No, I was just trying to be aggressive and just attacking the offensive glass. We need our team to attack the offensive glass and get the offensive rebound. And I just wanted to go up and be aggressive.
For AC, how much of the first game did you all see of Louisville?
It was like the first 9-10 minutes of the second half. It was something like that. I mean, they did a good job. And we got to see a little bit at the hotel as well before we came over. I mean, they played extremely well. And it's going to be a tough out when we play them on Saturday. But hopefully we can get back and watch some film on them tonight and tomorrow and prepare for them. It's going to be a battle.
This could be for all three players. You alluded to this a little bit, but you turn up the defense a little bit better and seem to kind of wear the pen out a little bit after they had taken the lead. Kind of talk about that, all three players.
I started off, I guess. There's one thing we work on all season long, each day in practice, is just defense and getting in the best shape that we possibly can. And we know that we get to that point where teams might get a little winded, and then we can dig down a little more and fight and make a little bit more plays. And we was able to do that tonight. I mean, I don't know if they got a little tired, but we got to a point where we just dug down and just on defense and made plays and was able to get back into the ball game.
Well, just like AC said, you know, we go and practice it all the time. And Marlon did a very good job of, you know, containing number two, Jabber. I mean, he went out there and gave us a spark, so that was a real good thing. Marlon.
Like they both said, we pride ourselves on defense. Coach made the right calls, for the switch for Marlon to take number two, and he contained it very well. Then we just tried to give as much help defense as we can and try to help out each other, and we came out for the best.
Any other questions for our student athletes? Gentlemen, we thank you. We're going to let you return to the locker room and your teammates, and we thank you for your participation. And we will entertain questions for Coach Gillespie.
Coach Gavin Key from the New London Day, what impressed you about Penn? And Coach Mills, a first-year coach, in your experience, how long does it take for a coach to kind of put his stamp on a program?
Well, it didn't take him long. You know, I think that he probably benefited from having three great seniors and some other experienced players that are making their third trip to the tournament. And but he's done a fantastic job. The amount of improvement that they've made from on the tapes from the start of the season until today is amazing. He's done a fantastic job of really maximizing his personnel. So he's done a fantastic job with his team.
Billy, could you talk a little bit about your decision to put Marlon on Jabber?
I guess I was that's what I was doing. I was really wanting to put Dominique on 24, but I thought that he was really hurting us in the second half, and so I wanted Dominique. I just wanted to kind of mess with him a little bit and just see if that would do anything differently. And they threw it to the post some, but I thought it did some things as far as taking away some perimeter opportunities I was afraid they might get. And so they did get a couple baskets inside, but I wanted to put a smaller player on 24. And Marlon did a great job of guarding, too. I mean, he did a great job of guarding him.
Aside from that switch that you made putting Marlon on Jabber, did you say anything extra to the team during that 12-minute timeout when you guys were down by two to get them extra, you know, motivated to get back into it?
They always play hard. If you watch our team, they always play hard. And you have periods in the game that don't go very well for you. You know that Penn's not going to keep missing as many shots as they did in the first half. They have too good an offensive plan, and they have too many good players. And so you knew that they were going to make some shots, and they had some guys do that. And during that time, we weren't making free throws or finishing plays. And so it's a 40-minute game, and you're going to have good periods. You're going to have bad periods against any team that's advanced this far. So we didn't get – it wasn't about motivating a team. It is about, you know, just finishing plays, making some free throws, getting the ball moving a little bit quicker on offense.
How much does it help your defense that you can put sometimes Kirk on a taller player or Marlon on a shorter player?
Well, I think it means everything. I think that it puts you in a situation to where, I thought Marlon did a fantastic job on two, but as you've seen, Rachel, I mean, Dominique guarded anywhere from centers to point guards all year long and did the same thing today. So it gives you a lot of flexibility, but everybody's making a big deal about that. All our guys really helped defend it pretty well today. And I can't recall a back door that they got. And that was something we were going to try to keep them from doing. I thought the best defender in the game today was Joe Jones. And not taking anything away from Marlon or Dominique or AC or anyone that played, I thought Joe did the best job that he's done probably in his career of helping against a really hard team to help against.
Can you talk about that 21-4 or 21-6 run and what was going on with your team? And during that time, I mean, you elected not to call a timeout to maybe stop the momentum. What was going through your mind at that point?
We've already covered that many times. We were not finishing plays and missing free throws, and they were making some baskets and getting some transition opportunities. So, I mean, it's as far as calling timeouts, well, what am I going to tell them? You know, make your layups, make your free throws. I mean, we're a very experienced team. They have great composure. They played a lot of close games. You knew that Penn wasn't going to let you get away from them and stay away from them. And we knew it was going to go down to the wire, as all games or most games do, especially at this point in the season. So we just had to perform better.
Coach, can you remember back to at what point you relaxed and put this game in the win column?
When the clock said 0-0-0-0. You can't relax in a tournament. I mean, they weren't going to come back from a 16-point deficit with 1 minute to go, I didn't think. But I think we were 11 up with 50 seconds to go or something. And you never know what's going to happen. I was watching the Suns and the Mavs play last night, and I quit watching the game. And the Mavs ended up losing. And with 50 seconds to go, they're up 8 and had the ball and ended up losing. So when you get in those situations to try to advance right now, you're not going to – you're going to do your best to not let one slip away from you.
I'm sorry.
Coach, can you talk about Dominique's offensive performance today? We know how well he plays defensively, but it seems like he hit big shots throughout the course of the game tonight.
He did. Today he started out great, and he's been playing well for us all year, as you know, and he doesn't get enough credit for being a better offensive player than he does, and he's a good player. I feel confident every time he shoots it, and he's learned how to drive, and he's learned. You know, he's got to make his foul shots. He's 1-for-2 tonight, but he's really a nice player, and he's a guy that you have to guard.
Right here. On those two dunks that Joe got, even though AC missed those shots, was that proof that basically taking the ball to the basket, good things are probably going to happen?
Always, you know, anytime you force help, you're leaving. You know, if someone has to come over and rotate over to either try to block a shot or try to, in those two cases, helping uphill away from the basket, it's going to open up something. Usually AC makes those plays, but he didn't in those two situations, but it does. I mean, penetration is a killer. It's the hardest thing to guard in basketball, and it's a killer. It really breaks your defense down. Everybody thinks, well, the only thing that penetration does is it gets you baskets off drives and those kind of things, but the best way to offensive rebound is penetrate, get guys out of position on the help.
Coach, just last week at the Big 12, Coach Self was asked about his team's free throw shooting woes, and he said, we're not going to talk about it because if you talk about it, it might really get in your head. Is there any explanation for it other than concentration, or and also is it a concern in these type of ball games when it's tight?
I'm not concerned. I mean, you have to make them better than we did today, but when you get to the foul line 25 times in one half, probably things are going fairly well for you, and so that's a very positive sign. If you made 15 foul shots or whatever we made in one half, that's not bad, or I guess we made 14 in one half, but we have to make a higher percentage to be able to advance. But I'm not concerned about it. I think Antonis was a little nervous today, and rightfully so. He tries so hard to please everyone, and I think he was trying a little bit too hard. He'll make his foul shots. Marlon has been shooting them until here recently. I think he'll make them. So I'm not saying we're not going to talk about it, but that's about it. We'll say, hey, guys, let's concentrate and make these things. Let's don't try too hard. Let's make 100% of them next time.
This side.
Coach, what's your experience or impression of Rick Pitino and the Louisville Cardinals?
I haven't seen him play much. I saw him play a little bit today and totally impressed. And as far as about Coach Pitino, he's been one of the guys that I've watched and studied for a long, long time. I have great respect for him as a fan and as a young, inexperienced coach, trying how to learn how to coach the game. I've probably got all the tapes he ever made, and he made several, and I've watched all his teams play, and I'm a big fan of the way he goes about coaching and winning and everything. So this particular team I've watched a little bit, and I know quite a few of the players personnel-wise, and they're great. I was very surprised, when you put the pencil to it or whatever, and you're thinking, well, this team's going to be this seed or that seed. I think everyone is pretty shocked when they were considered to be a six seed. I thought they were a three or a four at the absolute worst. So really, really, really good team, great coach. It'll be a very, very difficult challenge for us on Saturday, but we're glad to be playing them because that means we advanced.
Coach, were you pleased with the pace of the game, or did you feel like you were dictating the pace during the game?
I thought we didn't set out to try to, okay, we're going to run them, we're going to do this. We're going to try to do what we do and try to dictate effort. That's what we want to try to do, is we want to have great effort and be totally intense when we have the ball, be totally intense when we don't have the ball. And I thought that we did that for the most part in the game. So I couldn't care less if it was 50s or 80s or 90s. It makes me no difference. I want to have great pace on each possession. When they're on offense, whatever pace that they want to play, we're going to try to defend that pace. And so I thought they did fairly well in that.